This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program For a Better Life. In our previous sessions, we asked this question, that what is a better life? Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. Now, this happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. So how can I become a better person? In the very first session, we said that the first step to become a better person is yaqdha, which is to wake up. Now, wake up from what? Wake up from my deep sleep of negligence, from ghafla. Ayatollah Jawadi Amali said that the solution to the problem of ghafla was 1. To take care of our thoughts. 2. To remember Allah constantly. How? By doing dhikr. Brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was always in the state of dhikr. Kana nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam wa jiyushuhu idha ala wathanaya kabbaru wa idha habatu sabbahu. It is narrated that whenever a Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi with his soldiers reached an elevation, they would recite the takbir, Allahu Akbar. And when they came down from the elevation, they would say, Subhanallah. Then in the same hadith, it is mentioned that salat has been organized on the same basis. In salat, whenever we raise our head, we say, Allahu Akbar. And whenever we bend down for ruku or fall down in prostration, we say, Subhanallah. Abul Ma'ali writes in explanation of this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hadid, Huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. He is with you wherever you may be. And then in Surah Mujadila, Allah says, Ma yakunu min najwa thalathatin illa huwa rabi'uhum. ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا. There is no secret talk among three, but he is their fourth companion. Now who is the three, brothers and sisters? That is Allah. Nor among five, but he is their sixth. Nor less than that, nor more, but he is with them wherever they may be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us wherever we go and in all conditions. Inshallah, we shall continue with our discussion after a small break.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We were talking about dhikr, and the dhikr Allahu Akbar and Subhanallah, and about the hadith of where the Prophet used to recite Allahu Akbar when he would go on an elevation. Then we talked about these two verses where Allah says that He's always with us. So based on this fact that Allah is with us always, when we go on an elevation, we might think that we are a part of Allah's greatness. To refute this false idea, we say Allahu Akbar, meaning that Allah is independent and pure, and He has no partner in His greatness. He is the great. Similarly, when we come down from the elevation, we might think that Allah descended with us too, because He's always with us, right? But to eradicate this false notion, we say Subhanallah, meaning Allah is free from any descent. Even though Allah is with us everywhere, like in the state of ruku and bending down, in the state of sujood and fallen down, in the state of lying down, in the depth of the earth, but Subhanallah, He is never bent, fallen, or had any kind of descent. He is high, He is adheem, He is great. When we go on the terrace, brothers and sisters, or on the roof, or on a mountain peak, or when we lift our head from ruku or sujood, we feel the greatness of Allah around us. That is why we say Allahu Akbar. Now let me share my little experience with you. A few years ago, I was in Switzerland with my dear friend. We went to see the Alps. My friend wanted to go up on the peak of Mount Blanc in the cable car. They call the cable car there gondola. But when I stood down and I looked up at the peak, I could feel a shiver down my spine. I saw the gondola coming down, but it looked like a little matchbox from down. When it reached down, it was huge. It could hold a lot of people. When I saw it coming down the rope, I got scared and I refused to ride in it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I chickened out. I was scared of the height. But my friend insisted and said, this is once in a lifetime opportunity. Come on, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. And finally, I gave in. All the way up, I was reciting Quran, Ayat al-Kursi. A little jerk, and my friend would hold my hand tight. I saw that her hands were cold too. She was nervous too. But once we got to the top, I forgot all my fears. It was breathtaking. The scenery around me was amazing. There were glaciers around me. The springs were flowing into the river under the mountain, into the lakes. The sun was shining on the snow-clad peaks. I couldn't control myself, and I called out, Allahu Akbar. So brothers and sisters, sometimes we just can't hold our emotions, and the dhikr comes out impulsively and naturally, like our whole being can feel the presence of Allah. And that is the key. We have to remember Allah all the time, in all the conditions, everywhere. So let us pray to Allah that Allah gives us the tawfiq, the divine intuition, to remember Him always the way He should be remembered. Wa akhiru da'wahum anil hamdu lillahi rabbil العالمين.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
So all I need.
Your love is all I need.
So all I need.
Love is all I need.